Key triggers of this focus on racial issues have included nationally publicized police-involved shootings of blacks and the massacre of 9 people at an African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina. Julie Patton, an instructor in the UWF Social Work Department, says she and her colleagues felt compelled to dig deeper.
Social workers have an ethical responsibility to address systemic problems in the society. And we felt that there were still very severe problems with the way that our country responds to certain minorities, and we wanted to do something about it.
The result was a series of community-based conversations framed as race and reconciliation. Patton, who's also a member of the League of Women Voters, says these discussions and her work at the university made it clear that there are systemic problems in Escambia County.
It's considered by my students who come from other parts of the country to be a really racist community. I'm from Escambia County, and it hurt me to think of the community that I love as being really racist. And so I was really interested in somehow doing something about the racism.
And now those early community conversations have evolved into a new series of workshops titled Racial Tension, Cooling the Fires, to be held monthly through December. For this first workshop, Patton will lead off with a presentation on social inequality and privilege in Escambia County, why tensions are so high. Using her social work skills, she's put together a social inequality wheel to help demonstrate the environment in which an average child, black, white, and Hispanic, grows up in Escambia.
What I've done is collect a lot of statistics on various areas of life experience in Escambia County, things like segregated schools, the school-to-prison pipeline, household income, high school graduation rates, a number of things to try to create almost a dashboard and circle form of the measures that we need to be looking at if we want to understand whether the quality of life for black citizens in Escambia County is a good quality of life that supports them or whether it hinders their growth.
Give us some examples that really help to tell the story. What stood out for you as to what is different or what is the same?
Well, one of the major things that stood out for me is that the median white income in Escambia County is almost double that of the median black income in Escambia County. Money isn't everything, but it certainly helps smooth the wheels of our everyday lives. And the fact that a child is born into a really impoverished household adds an enormous amount of stress to their lives. Recent research has shown that on average, people who are in poverty test 15 percentage IQ points lower than people who are not in poverty. And the reason, I think, is because people who don't have any money or who don't have a home or whatever have to focus all of their intellectual energy on how they're going to eat today as opposed to what career they're going to pursue or so forth.
Surprising to Patton was the fact that blacks and whites in Escambia County have similar rates of participation in the workforce. That's 62.4% of whites have jobs, while 59.8% of African Americans work. And in many cases, blacks are holding down 2 jobs.
This affects things like their personal stamina and resilience, their ability to parent their children, to follow up on what's happening if a child gets suspended from school, a whole variety of things. The high school graduation rate has recently improved for black children in Escambia County, but it's 61.8% for blacks and 78.7% for whites. So 16 percentage points higher for whites.
And that carries over into the criminal justice system.
Absolutely. So we're also looking at the school-to-prison pipeline.
Patton makes note of the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights investigation of the Escambia County School District for racial disparities in its school discipline practices.
Because we suspend or expel more children from school, we arrest more children in school than even huge counties like Miami-Dade. Florida is one of the worst states, is the worst state in the nation in terms of suspension and expulsion rates. And Escambia County suspends 27% more students than Florida does.
Also presenting at Thursday's workshop will be Patton's social work colleague, Dr. Dion King, who'll talk about adverse childhood experiences and their influence on achievement. UWF staff psychologist Dr. Kia Wiggins will discuss psychological adjustment to ongoing inequality. Patton says one of her goals in holding these workshops is a better understanding of the disparities in the Black experience.
There's a feeling that the legal rights exist now and that as far as many white people are concerned, they don't really see problems with racism. On the other hand, the Black community continues to see many, many problems with racism. So the effort really is to get everybody to agree that this is a problem. Until you recognize that you have a problem, you don't really have any ways of solving it. If you think that the problem has already been taken care of, then you can go on your merry way and live your life. And so we'd like to develop empathy. We'd like to have more white allies. We'd like to have more Black community members who feel free to tell their story and be listened to rather than have their account of their own lives be challenged by people who don't feel that the things that they're talking about in some cases are truly problems.
The Racial Tension Cooling the Fires workshop is this Thursday evening from 6 until 8 at the Bowden Building in downtown Pensacola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.